Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, May 4th, 5 o'clock Eastern Time in the afternoon, and we are one day before the first round of the Wells Fargo Championship at one of my favorite golf courses on the PGA Tour, the Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. We will talk extensively about the Wells Fargo. We will chat about last week's event, rain-soaked, soggy, rain-delayed event that didn't finish until Monday. We'll talk about that, an abbreviated event as well, a strategy for your game, and some tidbits and conversation about the world of golf. First, though, I want to say next week is a big week for us. We will be celebrating our third anniversary of doing One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, and it's been nothing but a pleasure to be your host every week. It has been a blast. I get plenty of emails. Happy to correspond with all of my listeners. Love to hear from you on any subject having to do with the world of golf. And having said that, we'll have a lot of fun next week on the show. My email address, by the way, I'll give it to you right now. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Anything that's on your mind in the world of golf, love to chat with you about it. I do get back to everyone. It does take me sometimes up to 24 hours, but I promise to get back to you as soon as I can. Okay, so let's recap last week's event. It did rain unbelievable. Every day it rained something, including the Wednesday Pro-Am at the TPC Louisiana in Avondale, a suburb of New Orleans. And they were only able to make it a 54-hole event. Fortunately, they were able to do that. It turned out to be incredibly competitive. The guys, of course, had lift clean in place all week. So it made it so that you could, of course, get a good lie and take good aim at the greens that were pretty receptive. And that's a really, really exciting and great golf course. No mistake about that. And congratulations to Brian Heward, who jumps from the 125 to 150 category, not knowing if he was going to play golf every week or not. It was a full summer field event, which allowed a lot of those other guys in that category to get in, and he took full advantage of it, winning in a playoff with Jamie Lovemark and Ben Ahn. Now, Jamie Lovemark had about a 10-foot putt straight up the hill on the 18th hole, the par 5, for a birdie. If he makes it, he wins the tournament, leaves it about 2 inches short. One full turn and the ball's in the cup and he wins. And he was really dejected leaving the 18th green. And I had a feeling that would have a carryover, beg your pardon, and it did. And he failed to win in the playoff. But congratulations on the second playoff hole. Stewart sticks his third shot to about 2.5 feet, an easy little uphill putt that he knocked right in the center, and he wins his first event on the PGA Tour. Had come in second a couple of times. Congratulations. So now Brian Stewart can plan his schedule next year. He's going to Augusta. He's going to go to the World Golf Championships. He's got a lot of things on his plate, major championships, invitational events, so... And 2 years. I think that was the most interesting thing. Right after when it was over, he mentioned that he would no longer not know where he was going to be going week from week or if he was going to get in an event. He was going to get in every event he wanted to play in. So that was great. Excuse me. And the grounds crew, everybody did an unbelievable job. They had something like 6 inches of rain during the golf tournament. They were still able to get it playable. And the guys... You know, it's just tough playing 54 holes in and out of the clubhouse and so on. But if you were ever going to get stuck, that's the place to get stuck in the clubhouse with all the great cuisine of New Orleans. So that's in the record book. Congratulations to Stewart. Now, on to some tidbits. Stewart Cink made it public today. He withdrew from Wells Fargo yesterday. And the unfortunate news is his lovely wife, Lisa, has been stricken with breast cancer. And so he has certainly taken what I guess you would call a a leave of absence from the PGA Tour. And we understand that's, of course, the only thing that matters now is the health of Lisa. And we'll all be saying our prayers for her for a speedy and effective and full recovery. So, Lisa, if you're hanging around listening to me, I hope you are. We're thinking about you, and get better and get better fast. Tiger continues to be in the news. He made reservations at the Players in a hotel, and he made reservations at the Memorial. We'll see. The Players is only the week after next, after this, rather. It's next week. I don't know, maybe. We'll just, that anything that Tiger does, we make a big deal about it and we have to mention it. Who knows if he's going to play golf or not. He may or may not be ready. I do know one thing, though. He isn't going to tee it up unless he thinks he can win. He's not going to tee it up just to warm up and just play golf. He will not tee it up unless he thinks he can win. So don't expect him sooner. Expect him later. That's my thought. Jim Furyk is making his 2016 debut on the PGA Tour, having wrist surgery back in November. He's been on the shelf for almost six full months. Look forward to seeing Jim play at Quail Hollow, a place that should fit his eye, and it does pretty well. What doesn't fit Jim Furyk's eye? He hits the ball so well. Good luck. We'll be looking for him. Hope he plays extremely well. The 2003 U.S. Open champion at Olympia Fields, Jim Furyk back. Also in the news, John Daly will be playing in his first Champions Tour event. It's the Insperity in Houston at the Woodlands, and don't you think they're happy? Yeah, I think so. They have basically sold out, is what I was told. There will be some scattered tickets available, but not much. Everybody wants to see John Daly with those loudmouth pants and his long swing and long ball, and we'll see how he does. As I mentioned last week on the show, I think he'll be okay. He may even win an event or two. I do not see him doing a Bernhard Langer or or anything close to that where he's a dominant player on the Champions Tour. I just don't see him, even though he's going to play a lot of events, he said. He's going to play like 10 or 12 of them in the next three or four months. I don't see it. I don't see him sustaining greatness over a long period of time. Let me know what you think about that. Okay, now let's talk about one of my six or seven favorite golf courses on the PGA Tour. They go there every year, have since 2003 when David Toms won. It is the Wells Fargo Championship from the Quail Hollow Club, most famously known for the three finishing holes called the Green Mile, and they are green and they are long. They've lengthened them. Par 4 16th, the par 3 17th, and the par 4 18th. The 16th and 18th both measure right at 500 yards. That's a long par 4. And the par 3 averages about 225 to 230. So, and water comes into play, by the way, in all three of the holes. Very difficult. Very challenging finishing stretch. Love it. And, of course, you got to have a nickname, so it's called the Green Mile. It is a fabulous field. Pardon me, 156-man field, 18 major champions, one of the stronger fields of the year. Rory McIlroy is teeing it up as the defending champion, having destroyed things last year. Phil Mickelson's back in action. And a non-major winner, but somebody that we've really had our eye on, and he's back in action after a week off, is Bryson DeChambeau. So we'll talk about Bryson as the week progresses. You know there'll be a lot of talk about him. Let me look at some of the featured groups, or at least the groups that I have my eye on. Johnny Vegas, who played so well last week with Ben Ahn, who lost in the playoff, alongside D.A. Points. They're first off on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on tee number 10. Harrington will be playing with Vaughn Taylor and Paul Casey. That's an interesting group. David Toms, who I mentioned a moment ago, will be with Retief Goosen, who's starting to play better. As long as Retief's back holds up, he will be competitive in golf tournaments, period. And they're playing with John Senden. Okay, Ricky Fowler, who won this tournament, his first PGA Tour event that he won in 2012, he will be playing with Rory McIlroy and Hideki Matsuyama. I guess they'll have a few folks watching that, huh, at 7:50 tomorrow at tee number 10. Furyk with Patrick Reed and Brian Stewart, who won last week, that's a great group. Reed is one of my favorites coming into the week. Got to love the kid. Angel Cabrera with Hunter Mahan and Scott Stallings. Scott Stallings is creeping up the leaderboards, playing better. Watch him this week. Davis Love, who was born right here in Charlotte, with Robert Garrigus and Tony Finau, long-hitting Tony Finau. Lucas Glover, again, another guy creeping up the leaderboard, playing much better, with Jamie Lovemark, who we chatted about a moment ago, who lost in the playoff, and Mark Wilson, who's playing a little bit better also. Moving along, Jamie Donaldson with Scott Langley and Adam Hadwin. Is a Canadian going to win a golf tournament? It's been a while. Graham Dillette's in the event. I'm trying to see who Graham is playing with right now. I can't find it right this second. Nick Taylor, another Canadian, playing with Ryan Moore and Ben Crane. He's been flirting with it, playing much, much better golf. Adam Scott's in the event with Justin Rose and Billy Haas, who's also a native Charlotte young man. And Mickelson, who we talked about with Webb Simpson, not only is Webb Simpson local, Webb Simpson is a member here at Quail Hollow. And they're playing with J.B. Holmes, who won 2 years ago. And that's one of my great predictions, if you may recall. JB had just come off that brain surgery, and I picked him to win. His dog didn't pick him to win. His wife didn't pick him to win. His manager didn't pick him to win. But Bob Geismar did, and he won the Quail Hollow 2 years ago. Here's an interesting group that I'm going to end on in my group structure here. Late tee time. Dowie Vanderwalt, who played well last week. Ali Schneiderjans, who's really a member of the Web.com Tour, but he's in this week, with Bobby Wyatt. And Bobby Wyatt is the guy who, well, what are you going to do? Bobby Wyatt is the man who basically came in fourth last week. Quick strategy. I'm running out of time, they told me. Quick strategy for your game and then my picks. The strategy is play your game. Don't play somebody else's. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. If you can't hit the ball 250 yards off the tee, then hit the ball 200 yards off the tee. You will become and you will play a much better game of golf if that's what you choose to do. Stay within yourself. Don't try to be somebody you're not, and I promise that will help you. Here are my picks for Quail Hollow. David Hearn, Jonathan Vegas, and Jamie Lovemark. Hearn played pretty good golf last week. Vegas played terrific. And Jamie Lovemark, we know, played great. He just happened to not win the tournament. So those are my picks. That is my show. It's Bob at BobGeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S, as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So great to have you with us. 3-year anniversary show next week. Make sure that you put me on your calendar next week. So until then, Bob Geismar saying, great golf, so long on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.